And we've got some specific thank yous coming up. One fantastic, amazing woman is our point pastor who has really worked so tirelessly, not just with this building project, but in this community for years. And over the last 12 months, it's been my honor and privilege to get to know Pastor Juliet Bowen as our friend. And she's been a friend to our community. But I tell you what, Juliet's life, and I've asked her to share just a little bit of how Good Life Christian Outreach Center at Toronto has been a part of the change in her life, and about where great things are now happening in her world because of a great church and her involvement there, and the involvement of obviously a great God in her heart and in her life. So I'd love if you could stand to your feet and give a great warm welcome tonight to my point pastor and great friend, Pastor Juliet Bowen.
Thank you. Have a seat. Get comfy. Because when I get a microphone, I talk for a little while. I'll try not to be too long. But you know what? It's really hard to keep everything that God's done in a short amount of time, because the God I met just over 10 years ago was a God I actually didn't even understand existed. Around 10 years ago, I was a mess, an absolute mess. I had drug and alcohol issues. I had just left a very dysfunctional marriage. I had really not a lot of hope. I'd come out of 5 years of very intense depression. I'd had shock therapy more times than my brain should be able to survive it. And I'd just gone through the mill. I'd grown up in a very abusive, very dysfunctional way, and it showed in everything I did. It showed in every way I thought. It showed in every moment of my life. And God had been really tracking me down for a good 10 years before I capitulated and finally stopped my rebellion. I have amazing brothers and sisters who had prayed for me and spoken to me about how great God was for well over 10 years, and it took for me to get to the very lowest of the lows before I realized I just could not do this anymore. And the reason I'm still alive today is purely because God is so good. As I said, I'd come out of 5 years of a very intense depression where I was actively suicidal. I was in and out of mental hospital for that entire 5 years. That started just after my daughter Emily was born. And it was probably the most tragic period of my life. I look back now and I think, what on earth got into me? I cannot believe that that person then is the person that I am today. And the truth is, it's not. Because I became a new person. I became a brand new person the day that I said, I can't do this anymore. And as I said, my sister, my incredibly faithful sister, had been praying to me, and she'd been talking to me. She'd ring me up and she'd tell me all about how much God loved me. And I used to even go to church with her up at Port Macquarie. But every time I'd be sitting there, I'd be hearing this amazing music like we had tonight. And I'd harden my heart because I felt so embarrassed. And I thought, you know what? God couldn't love me. There's no way that great God that loved my sister, who just seemed so perfect, could love someone as broken and as damaged as I was. And one day, I just got to the end. And I cried out to God and I said, God, if you're real, you better do something, because this really is it. And I was very, very definitely going to make sure that it was it this time. And different things happened. God took me through a process of events, and I ended up in church with my sister, and I heard someone saying the words to from the pulpit, you know what, God doesn't want you to fix your life up before you come to him. God wants you just as you are. And if you'll come just as you are and trust that God will be just who he is, then something will happen. And that spoke to my heart, and it was like this thing that spoke to me and spoke to me over the next 48 hours. I was fairly terrorized by it until I realized I had to give in. I'm a very strong-willed person, obviously, a bit too strong-willed. I probably didn't need to go through some of that, but I finally dropped to my knees and said, God, I can't do this anymore. Do whatever you want. And from that day, my life was transformed. I woke up the next morning. My sister said, were you just kidding us last night? And I said, no, I wasn't. And she almost fell over backwards. But there was something very different about me. And if you'd have told me that that could possibly happen, I would have probably sworn at you, actually. because I didn't believe it. I grew up knowing God. I attended Catholic church all through my growing up years. I loved God, but to me, God was out there. He wasn't someone that could be here. He wasn't someone that could or even would change my life. He was just God. God was God. But that day I discovered that God was not just God. Jesus was my best friend. And Jesus was my healer. And Jesus was my deliverer. And they're all very big words, very big concepts that I didn't understand. But I didn't need to understand it. Because all I had to do was submit myself and say, God, have your way. And be real about it. And when I was real with God, gee, he got real with me real fast. I ended up in this church, not right here, but where we were at the time, and Pastor Cal and Donna Rayner were the senior pastors. I came into their church very, 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 very much of a challenge. They were awesome to me. They just taught me how to live. And I thank God for them. I thank God for every person that he put around me. Because something I've found is that God isn't just a God out there. God uses people in your life. And those people are so necessary for the transformation that has to take place. Within a short period of time, I was totally depression-free. I came into the church smoking a large amount of things. And within a couple of weeks, God said, stop smoking cigarettes. I was addicted to cigarettes, had never been able to get off them. God said, stop. We had a bit of a discussion about that, and I stopped. And, you know, that was it. Never had another one since. Same with other things. But, you know, it's been a journey, a real journey. But that journey would not have continued for me had I not been sewn into this church. That journey would not have continued for me if I'd have tried to go it alone. That journey would not have continued for me if I had not submitted myself under the leadership that God placed in my life and surrendered myself to him. So I thank God for this church. Because not only have I been transformed, not only has my life been totally changed, and I really can stand here and say I am a brand new person, but because of what God has done in my life, I've actually been able to multiply that into the lives of others. And there are so many people that are here with the same story. There are so many people who are here that God has done the most remarkable miracles in their lives. And I'm just one of many, many stories. But I thank God for the local church. I thank God for Toronto COC. I thank God for Christian Outreach Centre, because it's through that God has totally transformed my life. And if he can do that to me, hard-headed, rebellious, stubborn, addicted, horrible me, he sure can do it for you. Thank you.
How brilliant is that, hey? What God can do with a life submitted to him. So, I'll tell you what the...